Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Eric Andre. Bonus!
Before I ever attempted stand-up or you know, anything in a comedy club, like way back in 2001, as soon as Jackass came out, like this rave promoter from Cleveland invited me to a party and paid me to be at the party. And we kind of developed a relationship where he just started booking me for personal appearances. And the personal appearances...
What year is this?
2001.
Okay.
So spring break of 2001 was.
So, like, Jackass is just starting on TV.
Correct.
Got it.
Jackass started October of 2000.
Got it.
And in 2001, the first, like, real sort of just public appearance at a nightclub was at Club La Vila in Panama City, Florida.
Okay.
And all I had to do was just be there. But when I showed up, like, there was a stage.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, there's a stage right there. And so I got on the stage and started, like, doing stupid stunts.
Backflips and
backflips.
Your balls and stuff.
All of it. And I, like, it drew a crowd to the stage. There was, like, hundreds of people in front of the stage. And the rave promoter from Cleveland, he thought, oh, well, this is a no-brainer. I got a show.
Yeah, you know?
And so that turned into the Steve-O's Don't Try This at Home tour. Where I would, and every single one of these performances for the Don't Try This at Home tour, when promoting them, I promised that I would be drunk and on drugs or your money back. And I kept my word, man. I was good to my word. It was on that same Don't Try This at Home tour one time, as I honored my word to be drunk and on drugs. I accidentally took, I can't remember if it was a Valium or a Xanax. It was an Acapulco. And there had to have been like 3,000 people in front of the stage. And Xanax Steve-O was not nearly as exciting as cocaine Steve-O.
Oh, so you're a little sleepy.
Yeah. There
you ever mix the two? You ever mix the two? You ever take the elevator down and up?
Yeah, the old speedball.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, I would do it all. But, like, I learned a valuable lesson that night in Acapulco. No benzos.
Yeah.
No downers.
Were you sleepy on stage or were you?
Yeah, I was just, it was the most catastrophic bomb.
Really?
Yeah, like the crowd was deeply offended my performance. It was like
booing?
Yeah.
Throwing stuff at the...
I can't remember if they were throwing stuff, but I definitely...
You did too many drugs, and your guarantee was too guaranteed.
Right, and then it became, from that point on, very important to that.
You only do cocaine.
Right, and I won't even say who it became important to, but it became important to everybody that cocaine had to be procured. Like that, it was like... I don't know if I ever made it onto the rider.
Yeah.
You know, like a rider is like a formal legal contract of like, you have to provide this to our artist.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't. And the thing, the problem with that is that the cocaine didn't make me very likable either.
You know what's funny? I saw you at an abandoned Winn-Dixie supermarket with Ryan Dunn.
In Florida?
In Boynton Beach, Florida. And you got, I was probably 18, 19, 20 years old. I'm 40. So it's probably, you know, 2 decades ago. And you.
Did we have the snake?
You didn't have the snake. You were stapling women's underwear to your body. You and Dunn were throwing up, vomiting for some reason. There was no security. Well, there was security, but they were completely inept at their jobs. The security didn't care if people leapt on stage. So half the audience was on stage.
Yeah.
Half the audience couldn't see you because they were blocked. And then there was no security for your green rooms. So everybody went into your green rooms backstage. And I have a memory of you, true to your word, and guaranteeing that you were both high and drunk.
Yeah, for sure.
You seemed polite. Yeah. You were very polite. But I think you were bloody. I have a vague memory of you bloody, sweaty, stapled. And Dunn was very polite, too. I remember running up to Dunn on stage as he's vomiting. And I was like, how do you do this every night? And he goes, I have a lot of experience throwing up from my time in the ballet. I was like, he was making some bulimia joke or something like that. I was like, in the moment, he had that like on the back of his mind while vomiting. Vomit out of his nose, just like to the random guy. I have a lot of experience throwing up from my time in the ballet.
Bless his heart.
You know,
there's a lot there.
It blew my mind. It was a short show. It was like 20 minutes. It wasn't sustainable. He was like vomiting, bleeding.
We took care of most bodily fluids. I would typically travel with two. It would be me and two other guys from Jackass. Uh-huh. And those guys would alternate.
Yeah.
But then it got to a point where the guys didn't really. I wasn't a lovely creature. And Dave England quit. And we replaced him with the 14-foot-long king cobra, which we would release on the stage.
Oh my lord!
With this guy,
a lawless show is a very memorable show. Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
With this,
it was chaos. Yeah, it only had like 5 minutes of material.
Right,
and I was like stretched. Yeah, for like half an hour of chaos.
Yeah, that's where the cocaine came in.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet, or the algorithm, choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.